It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Gardener Supply and Vermont Victory Greenhouses. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
So I inadvertently grew another round of lettuces this year. And I think it had nothing to do with me and more self-sowing vegetables. Mine was accidental, but how can I actually let things, veggies self-sow, and what kind of things can I get?
Yeah, so self-sowing veggies is something I've come upon because I'm trying to garden more in tune with nature. And one of the more natural things to do is to let plants drop their own seed. And lo and behold, they germinate and grow the next year. So I do this with lettuce, I do this with arugula, mustard greens, and even some herbs like fennel and dill and calendula too. And the idea is that you want to let the plant bolt. So like you're saying with the lettuce, that's a classic example. You let it grow up to a real tall height, it flowers, it produces seed, and then you can just leave it there and it'll drop seed in various areas. It could be in the bed, it could be in the pathways, it could be around, who knows where else it might be, but it'll be around the area. Or what you could do if you want to be more intentional about it is cut that bolted lettuce once it starts setting the seed and move it to where you want the seed to drop, and then just shake it a little bit and drop it there. You can do it either way. And the idea is that the seed will just sit there all winter long. And then in the spring, when the conditions are just right, the right moisture, the right warmth, all of that, the lettuce germinates. And what it does is it gives you all this free lettuce, which is great. And then you can also transplant it to where you want to have it. So I'm always moving it out of the pathways into a bed, that kind of thing. And it gives you an indication of when to plant other lettuces and other cool season greens, because now nature has showed you, yes, this is the time where they'll grow really well. So it's kind of a fun way to kind of play around with it so you can have these plants in there. Like I said, I've done it even with kale. Kale's a biennial, so I let that form a flower in the spring, drop its seeds, and then by midsummer I've got all these little baby kale plants that I can move around and have as a nice fall crop. So once you get beyond the whole idea of all these bolted vegetables and flowers out there, you can see that you can have a nice benefit by getting all these free plants.
Got it. This first question is from Ella, who listens to All Things Gardening on the Vermont Public app. And Ella writes, I neglected to trim the boxwood bushes in the spring. They're looking very straggly. I think something's been eating at them a little bit. Can I trim them now in the fall? Or should I wait till next spring? P.S. I cover them with a wooden frame wrapped in burlap in the winter to protect them.
So, Ella, you probably should wait till the spring. By cutting them in the fall, you're going to stimulate new growth, which you don't want to have going into the winter. If you wait till late winter and spring, you can cut them back. They'll regrow really well. It's nice you're protecting them so they can make it through the winter. And I've cut back my mother's once, and it was a big scraggly bush, and I cut it down to about a foot tall, and it just grew right back. In 2 years, it was a nice-sized bush again. So that would be the time to do it.
Excellent. This next question from Tom, who listens via online streaming, and Tom writes, I've just harvested my potatoes from my grow bags, and I discovered what I believe to be potato scabs. Are they safe to eat? Can the potatoes still be stored? And how do I prevent this from happening next year?
Yes, so if you do have potato scab on your potatoes, you can still eat those potatoes. Cut off that scab, you know, peel it off, and they'll be fine to eat. You can still store them as well. You just have to check them through the winter so that they don't get secondary infections from other fungus or diseases, so they start rotting in storage. And then next year, if you want to prevent having that scab, I would plant in a different place, rotate around, and put a little sulfur on the soil. Lower the pH. Lower pH, the potato scab doesn't do as well.
Ah, interesting. If you have questions for Charlie about your garden, send them to us, vermontpublic.org. Search All Things Gardening and listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing... yeah.
We'll do an outtakes reel.
Yeah, we should. Take two. You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.
Woo-hoo!